podcast is where we breathe deeper, reflect gently, and give ourselves permission to let go. And today's episode is soft, still, and powerful. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 15th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Adiga, your host. I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. This one is especially for the quiet moments of summer, when the sky is glowing orange and everything slows down, just enough for your thoughts to catch up with you. We're going to talk about emotional decluttering, journaling for healing, and letting go of habits, mindsets, or relationships that you've outgrown. Because just like the summer sunset marks the end of the day, you get to mark the end of cycles that no longer fit the person you're becoming. So if you've been holding on to something heavy, stay with me. This one is for you. Let's talk about sunsets for a second. Sunsets aren't loud, they're not dramatic. They're not like thunderstorms or firecrackers. They just happen quietly, consistently, and beautifully. And that's how real reflection works too. It's not always this big, bold epiphany. Sometimes it's soft, subtle, and it sneaks up on you when the world slows down. In that stillness, it's an invitation to let go. So think about this question, honestly. What are you carrying that no longer fits who you're becoming? It might be a grudge, a friendship that's turned into an obligation, a belief like I'm not good enough, a goal that doesn't excite you anymore, or guilt over a mistake you've already learned from. Sometimes we just keep holding on to things just because we've had them for so long. But not everything deserves space in your next chapter. Letting go doesn't mean you failed. It means you're freeing yourself to grow. So grab your journal or the notes app. Let's do a mini sunset session together. It's you and your thoughts. Here are three prompts to help you gently let go. Number one, right now I'm holding on to blank and blank because. So be honest, is it fear? Is it comfort? Is it pressure? And number two, if I put it down, I'd feel blank. Imagine the lightness and the freedom. And number three, one small way I can start releasing it is blank. Let it be realistic, a boundary, a goodbye, a mindset shift, or even a change in language. These questions aren't about fixing everything. They're about starting the uncluttering. So a quick clarification, letting go doesn't always mean cutting yourself off from other people or things. Letting go isn't always dramatic. It doesn't always mean blocking someone or burning bridges. Sometimes it just means less energy, less mental space, less re-explaining, and less guilt. It can be quiet, kind, and gradual. You can grieve the good while still releasing what no longer serves you. Growth doesn't always look like action. Sometimes it looks like acceptance. So here's a quote that I love. What got you here won't get you there. You're growing and you're changing, and you're not who you were last year. So it's okay if old goals don't fit anymore. And if that mindset from 8th grade isn't helping you now, or even if that friendship from middle school feels more draining than fulfilling. Not betrayal, it's evolution. Letting go isn't rejection, it's redirection. And it's okay to outgrow things. It means you're moving. There is a time when I used to think of a friend over and over, even if we weren't in a good spot. I would overthink and spiral, wondering what they thought of me, what they were doing, and whether I still mattered to them. And it became this daily routine, and it was one that hurt every single time. Eventually, I journaled something really simple. If they don't live in my life anymore, I don't need to keep letting them live in my head. And it didn't mean I stopped caring about them, but I started choosing my peace over my pattern. And slowly, I let go. You can too. So, if you would like, you could close your eyes right now, just for a moment. And we could do a quick visualization together. You can picture yourself standing on a beach at sunset. The sky is warm with gold and pink, and you're holding a small box. Inside that box is something you're ready to let go of. A feeling, a fear, a thought, a name. Feel the weight of it. Then walk toward the water. Now gently place the box into the ocean. Watch it drift and watch the tide take it farther and farther until it disappears. Breathe in, breathe out, and let it go. So summer isn't just for glow-ups and vacations. It's also for reflection, shedding, and softening. Nature lets go every day. The sun sets, the tide recedes, and the flowers wilt. So why are we so afraid to do the same? Remember that healing doesn't have to be loud. It can look like a quiet walk, a deep breath, or a single sentence in your journal that says, "I'm done carrying this." And you're allowed to heal with the season. You're allowed to shed with the sun. So maybe this episode was your permission slip, because you deserve to feel lighter again, to let go, to breathe out, to stop gripping so tightly to what's already gone. You don't need to carry everything just because you once did. You don't have to make space for what weighs you down. You deserve lightness, you deserve clarity, and you deserve peace. So tonight, as the sun goes down, ask yourself, what can I release so that I can return to myself? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Softness, Stillness, and Sunset Peace from Keep Calm and Mental Health On. It can be found on Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. If this resonated with you, share with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk about soundtrack of the summer and what songs say about our mental states. Until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with love and lots of positivity. This is DT reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.